How you doing, Goldenberg? Peaches? Haven't seen you in a long time, man. You under the weather? Under a rock? I gave you something to ride home yesterday. Where was he? He didn't go to Glaubai.
He did go to
Yeah.
you sure?
Yeah, sorry.
No, it sounded like they were like they didn't want to tell me where they went, like
They're coming from Glaubai.
these kids, you know.
End up in your car?
I was back at his village. I saw him hitching. Kids as tall as a stander, the little stander, you know what I mean? Cars going by 100 miles an hour.
And you stop.
What am I supposed to do? Talmud.
Well, how much for life?
Hefta. He's with Hefta. Says he learns with his grandfather every day. Does he wear leather jacket?
You stop.
Charlie, you look freezing. You gotta bring a coat. You bring a coat?
Yeah.
You brought a coat?
No.
The puffer?
Puffer. It's not that cold.
No, he's got the chills.
Bug.
He's got the bug.
And you can't get yourself sick over here? Yeah, why not?
That ship has sailed a long time
Yeah,
ago.
exactly. That's why I wasn't here last week. Well, welcome to the club. It starts off with not being able to sleep.
You slept 40 hours on Friday night. I mean, you had enough sleep Friday night for the whole week. You didn't sleep good?
Soup wasn't good for
Any
me.
other words of advice you have?
You got to learn from the kids. So we learned yesterday, you have to flip over in the middle of the night. You lie on your left one part of the night. After it's brewed, you do the other side. What the kids says. I don't know what to tell you.
We need a new calendar for the calendars.
It's we don't have, we need new calendars. I don't use the calendar, as you know.
We literally started a new one yesterday.
I have a new volume. He has a whole thing over here. He went to all these cities. It's interesting, this guy. Okay, let's go. JQ just walked in. We got to move it. Today's shiur sponsor for Shlema. What's the name? Pesha. Hi, Rocha Bas. Pesha Reza. Falls on Zem Ben Rochel. Leo Lenishmas, Omer Maxim Ben Ronan, HaKohen, Hashem Yim Kondomov, and Lenishmas, Mr. Garber, Dabar Ben Yisrael, HaKohen, and Brian Demir Masarei Lissaro, and Yaakov Shor Machano, and Esther Leib Lecha Yafa, and Dabar Ben Perel, and Shmuel Ben Devoira. He should have a refuah shelema. He needs it badly. Okay. Somebody I know. Zok de Gemara Vaiter. You ready? We are up to Chavava and Beis on the bottom. I think we got here yesterday, right? To Itmar.
Doesn't matter.
All the way on the tippy bottom. Eid Zoymam. I'm going to get Ellie Bruins, the big box. So, soft on the mouth. Eid Zoymam.
Bag.
What's the Eid Zayim? Eid Zayim means that I say me and
wait. How Shabbos?
It's a little late to discuss that. No. He already recovered. So Eid Zayim, you have a Eid Zayim means that me and Charlie say Eidus on Shuli, and then two Eidim come and they say, "What are you talking about? Imanu Yisam. This day you said Eidus on Rosh Chodesh Nisan." In Tishrei, that you're in Florida, and 4 months later, two Eidim come say, "What are you talking about? You're with us in Florida that day. You couldn't say Eidus then." So what happens is that now me and Charlie we're not kosher Eidim. We just lied. We tried to make sure we give money. We're pasul Eidim. So the question is, do me and Charlie become pasul when the second pair of Eidim come out of Mazanus, which is 4 months later? Or do you say it works retroactively and we're puzzled, we're doomed from day one? And this big nafkamina, the Gemara is going to say in a minute. It goes retro. Rav Amar Mikam Labonim. So no, you don't go retro. You go from here on. There's no what's going on. Now why? Abay Amar Mafreir Nefsol. Makes sense. Me in the Asa. Rashihu. When me and Charlie said Edus, me and Charlie said Edus, you need a spittoon. You know where a spittoon is?
No.
You guys are young. Mr. Over there, he knows what a spittoon is.
Even in America,
he's also young, Freya.
Right. It's a spittoon.
All the court cases get thrown out, right? From when you have
when you show, right? So, in American law, it's like that because you show that.
It's only because of RICO.
No, but puzzle aid. I mean, if you prove a guy's a liawyer, that everything he did till now. What do you mean everything he did till now?
Meaning, if he was a witness.
He's off.
If he was a prosecutor, so then everyone.
So everything is everyone's case got thrown out. I didn't know that. Yeah.
Not thrown out. Retried.
You could reopen.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's what happened with Trump.
We always go back to Trump. It's great.
That's exactly what happened. It's an everyday occurrence.
News come.
Charlie,
really liking the
I love that.
Guy's great. You gotta step down. You gotta step down.
What do you mean the guy tells him Nuka? No. I call him Nuska now.
Only a stupid person would ask that.
That's what he does the whole day, set people up. What? Spittoon?
Yeah.
Forget it. You don't need to know. So my Freyo Nefso. So I buy him a Freyo Nefso.
I buy
him a Freyo Nefso. We're running with three guys on a bike. The guy in the front spits. It's called a spittoon.
You don't want to know what he's doing.
I buy him a Freyo Nefso.
Right. It's not as
much
as what you're saying.
Me'idna. No.
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
That's exactly what a spittoon
is.
You don't know what you're talking about.
I was waiting for somebody else.
Why are
making
things up?
I was going to say, either I really know what it is, or I've been here long enough that I think I don't know what it is.
You don't know. You have no idea what you're talking about, both of you.
Well, you're chewing tobacco. That's what you spit your thing into.
In the old days, they used to have a spittoon. That was some chewing tobacco? I didn't know it was for tobacco, but I knew it was. So I'm buying my Freyo Nifsil. Me in the acid, Roshu. Vaterom, Ratosh, Yachayim, Roshu. Atosh is Russia aid. You can't have a Russia aid. So Gemara says, Rav Amar, Mikam La Bo Nifsil. No, he says, from here on, you don't retroactive a psul on a guy. Why? Because eight zoymim is chidishu. The whole eight zoymim, the fact that you believe two other people, means me and Charlie said this. Moshe and Morty come along and say, yo, you guys are with us in Florida. Okay, who says you guys have believed? Maybe we're also two aidim. We're saying we were here. That's saying we're there. So the Chetari says, the Chiddush. So, Eid Zoyim and Chiddushu. My Chos is Mechani, it's Mechani. And look, boy, I'm Mishas Chiddushu. So it's only from Mishas Chiddushu. Mishas Chiddushu is only when you said Eidus. When you said Eidus, that's when we say it works. But you don't retroactive because the whole thing is a Chiddush. So my Chetari is even to believe him. The whole a Chiddush, you don't go retroactive. So this is not like what Avi was saying. Iked Amri, Rabbanami, Kabbai Sfirlei. Rava also holds like Abaya. Umat tam kama, mikam laba, mishum seid lekuchas. The whole problem is I'll seid lekuchas in between. So what is in my benayu? What am I giving between Abaya and Rava? Ike benayu da sidu betrei bechad. The way Tosis learns this is that basically me and Charlie come say it's against Shuli. Two Adam come and knock me off, and two Adam come and knock Charlie off. Two separate Edom. So now, it's not a Chiddush. Till now we're saying, Ein L'Bayel HaChiddushoi, so you go only from the time that you said Edom, because the whole thing is a Chiddush. Why should you believe two Edom over two Edom? Over here, it's two against one. So me and Shali saying it is against Shuli. Two Edom come, knock me off. They say, hey, listen, you're with us in Chicago that day. Two Edom come and knock Charlie off, say you're with us in California that day. So it's not a Chiddush that those two Edom believe, because two against one. It's not two against two anymore. So that you don't say there's any other chedusha over there. Knocked us out, mamish on my freya.
But it doesn't establish a kach once.
Doesn't matter. There's two adam against us, against each one of us now.
You established already.
That doesn't, I guess that doesn't. Das spielt nicht keine Rolle. V'chad. He doesn't know what I said, so it's good. Knocked it off. He thinks I said something important.
No.
I don't know. I hear.
As soon as he said that.
No, I hear what you're saying, but that's not how Tosfos learns. But anyway, inam v'paslinim gazlanusa. We pasul, because means that there's another, we find something else wrong with the Edim, not Eidzoimim. We find an inherently wrong problem with these two characters. V'amar Rabbi Yerim b'difti, Eved, Oved Rapapi, Uvda Kevosei Derava. Mar Barbashi, which means that L'mafreo nifsol. Mekam Labo nifsol. Mar Barbashi, Amar Hilchus Kevos Dabaya, like the Mafreinus of a Hilchus Kevos Dabaya, Beyal Kagam. This is one of the places that we have Beyal Kagam, Yerushalayim Adas, Eid Zaymam, Lechi Ayim Elav, Kedushan Lim Surabiyah, Gilodai Tavigita, Mum Echol Avelas, Yaal Kagam. Zok de Gemara Vaite. So we said, we had a whole Mishnah, a Mesacha Bekuvia, and all those things. We're back into that now. That the reason why they're puzzled is because they have a lust for money, and they'll do anything for money. So anybody that will do anything for money, for a few bucks, that guy is off the roster. He can't be a dayan, he can't be an aid, because he's not gonna, for a few bucks, he'll trade in his life. He'll sell you down the bridge for a few bucks. It
won't be fair.
So Gemara says, Mumar Oichel Neves Leti Avon, a guy who can't control himself for the McDonald's. Wait, they've got a call apostle. Over there, everybody holds a apostle. Why? Because what's the reason? The Kivin the Mishum Maman Ka'avid, the Shchicha Bezoil, McDonald's is cheap. Tveim in the Hetero, Havale Kerosha, the Chomas, Upostle Edas. Oh, a guy who goes to McDonald's because he loves the burger. Say, why does he go to McDonald's? Because it's cheaper. So it means he's willing to sell, to do an Avera for money. Money plays a role in his mind. And no, these guys who just like McDonald's, they just can't control themselves. Not that guy. The guy who's lahachas, the guy who's on purpose eating, he's not doing it because of money. He's doing it because he wants to prove a point. But the guy who's doing it because he wants to save money, that guy's a problem. That guy can't be a dime. He's doing an avera because of money.
So the guy who does it just
because
he likes it, he's allowed to be a
dime? No, he can't. Lateoven. Oven means that he's doing because he likes it. He likes a burger. So why go to McDonald's? Go to Glabite. Because it's cheaper. So it means you, because of money, you're making a decision doing avera. That's a Rashi learns. Do what?
He likes the taste.
He likes pork. I don't know. It's a good child. What? It's not a moment thing. Yeah, but Rashi doesn't. Why doesn't Rashi say? I didn't do my shamans all along. I'm pretty sure he speaks about it. He
like
says
the
something.
The guy wants to buy OU.
Yeah. Pork is good. He likes pork. No, OU is not. You ever do as we talked about money over here cheap? Avi's all on it. You know what I mean? He's got his coupons. He's got the whole. I don't know if a guy wants pork because he just likes the taste. So I don't know if that would be this case. I mean, but not necessarily is pork cheap. I don't know. But yeah, I guess pork is cheap. Yeah, pork is cheap. He likes cheeseburgers. This guy's not talking about he likes cheeseburgers. He's just about taiva that is willing to trade his Yiddishkeit for a few bucks. That guy's a problem. Lahachis, if he's just a troubled teen. So he's doing it to prove a point. So yeah, Abai am apostle. Abai says he's apostle. And Rav Amar, no, kosher. Abai am apostle. Davle Russia. You're a Russia. If you're doing an Avera, you're eating a cheeseburger because you want to prove a point because you're whatever. You had a problem in life.
You don't need Hasra before doing Avera.
Isn't it, what to make him into a Russia? He's saying if you did it one time, it's just a one-time shot. Yeah, could be.
So then anybody that, if you didn't automatically do it,
you're
doing
it. No, if you do
the
Te'avon. Huh? Oh.
You're doing it lahachas automatically.
If you had a straw, then you're obviously. Yeah.
Yeah, if you had a straw, you're lahachas. But, the what?
If you have a straw, you're
Yeah, what are you doing because it's cheaper? You like cheap burgers, and burgers in the go up out of $9. They're a dollar, and you just love burgers. You can't stop. Thank you for that, Asra. I appreciate it. But when you're ready to give me money,
put your money where your mouth
is. Exactly. Like when Louis Feldman, Casey wanted to close J2 on Motzei Shabbos because it's a hangout. So he said, no problem. Just give me $5,000 on Motzei Shabbos and I'll close. I'm happy to close. No problem. As long as you give me $5,000, send me the check on Friday and I'll close that Shabbos. I guess they didn't send the check.
No, but they kept the extra.
Yeah. You could eat there, but you can't eat there.
Yeah.
Rava Makasha, Rosh of the Chomas Beinan. Rava says, no, just because guy eats McDonald's has nothing to do with money. Money is what we made the whole Agdama over here in the Mishnah, is because a guy has a lust for money. If you have a lust for McDonald's, you just like pork and whatever, that doesn't make you a Rosh, even if you're Lahachas. It's still not a Rosh. It still doesn't mean that you'll trade, that you're paskin wrong when it comes to monetary disputes. Money, you're a very straight guy. It's just that you're a Russian with Lagabe cheeseburgers. Trefus, Tarfus. So Mesve. Atoshas Russia aid. Atoshas Chomas aid. What is this? What is it referring to? Elugaz Lonin Umayla Meshvus. These are people who are stealers and Mayla Meshvus. My love. What kind of Shvus are we talking about? What does it mean, Shvus? Echot Shvushav. Echot Shvus Maman. A Shvushav means that a guy. I make a shvua that this table is a table. Or I make a shvua that this table is gold. It's a gold table. It's clearly a wood table. That's shvua shav. Shvua's mammon is, I make a shvua's mammon is whatever. There's a million shvua's mammons. So you see that these guys are puzzle, not just when you have monetary lust. When you have other problems that you do, you do a shvua shav. You swear on this table that it's a table, and now it's a shvua shav because no point in it. So that's, you're also postulators. So nothing to do with money. So this is if I cared from Abaya. Abaya. Abaya, I'm an apostle, right? If I cared from Rava. Rava says, you're not, it's not apostle, but he says, it is. So Mora says, my shvus not loy. Either shvus the mammon. We're not talking about stam shvus. He swear on the table. It's a table. My shvus not. So what's the lashon rabim? Shvus is a lashon. It sounds like there's many shvus here. If it's just mammon, it says shvua mammon. Why says no shvus the arm? There's many different shvus a mammon. So that's why it says shvus, but doesn't mean that it's referring to any type of shvua. And Mill, you don't have a raya against Rava. And anechanami, if a guy doesn't do an avera because of the loss of money, he would be neman to paskin money, even though he can't. He eats treifas. The guy can keep a non-kosher kitchen and be a dine on meisharim, according to Rava. Zokti Gemara meisve atoshes roshes eight atoshes chomes eight elu guys lonim umalvi rivers. So to yufta abaya to yufta. Why? Because abaya says that you're puzzle, and over here you see clearly. Only people who have monetary. Sorry, Abaya says.
Yeah,
yeah. Abaya
says
right. Abaya says regardless, once you're Russia, you're Russia. It doesn't matter why you're Russia. But over here, clearly, it's only monetary lusts, not other tivus that you have.
Unricious.
I love that word. It is, it's the right, I don't know if it's the right setting, you know, but. Sounds
good. It's
the
right
good.
Setting. It's the right way to say it.
Yeah. Obviously, it's the right setting.
You guys don't know English. You have to really... Tuzak, all right.
I sleep the word of letting it go for quite some
time.
So Gemara says, Mesa, Atosh Rosh, Atosh Chom, say, Elgin, Zomal, Ribis, Tiyufta, Abayo, Tiyufta. So what's the name of the Tanoi? Let's say this Machloikis, Abayo, Rova, is telling this Machloikis Tanoi. Eid Zoymim, Posel, Lechol Atar Kulo. Eid Zoymim, a guy who was who said Eidus and was proven wrong, proven that it was he lied, Imanu Yisim. So he's Pasol Lachal Terekul, Divrei Med. Rabbi Yosimer, Medvar Mamashu Huzam Dinir Fashus. That's only if it was Muslim Dinir Fashus. Ava Huzam Dinir Mamanus, Kashal Dinir Fashus. No. It means just because Yehuzam Dinir, if it was a Dinir Mamanus Eidus, for Dinir Fashus, he still believed. So Gemara wants to say, this is the machloikus. Lost the place. Name Abaya Karameir, because he holds it doesn't matter what makes you a Russia. Once you're a Russia, you're a Russia across the board. Virava Karabiasi. And Rabba is a Karabiasi. Abaya Karameir, the Mar explains. You go from Kul Chumra, which means it doesn't matter if you're a Russia because of money, you can't do Chumra either. And that means a Kul Chumra. Virava the Amak Karabiasi, the Amar Mechumra, the Kul Arminan. Mechul Chumra, the Arminan. So Gemara says, "Loi, Aliyu Rabbi Yosi, Kulam Le Pligi. Maybe not. Maybe according to Rabbi Yosi, nobody's arguing. Keep Pligi. They're arguing in Rameir itself. Abaya holds like Rameir that the apostle. The Rabbi says, 'At kan lekomer Rameir hasam elgabe eight zaymam. By eight zaymam, you would say we would agree to Rameir the apostle the mamain eight zaym the mamain the rala shemayim rala brius. Over there, you did an avlat to the Eibishta because you said you lied. So." In the Abish's book, you did an Avera, and you also Rala Brias because you tried making Shuli pay $100,000. Aval Hacha, when it comes to Trafus, the Rala Shemaim, Vein Rala Brias, guy eats a cheeseburger, what does it have to do with anything? He's not Rala Brias. Why can't he paskin straight when it comes to money? We have a monetary dispute. Bring the guy on who doesn't keep a kosher kitchen. I don't care about his kitchen. He's a very straight guy. He never stole a penny. Everything is straight. He pays his taxes. What's the big deal? What do you mean? What do you mean? We slugged up Abaya. So Moses says, no, I hear Rabbi Yosi here. It's Rabbi Yosi. So Mela, it's Abaya, we still passing Abaya. But to heaven, Rabbi Yosi. So say, even if you're going to say it's Rabbi Yosi, we still have a problem. How can you say Allah is like Rameir? Like Abaya. Rameir Rabbi Yosi, halacha Rabbi Yosi. The halacha is that when you have a machloek as Rameir Rabbi Yosi, the halacha is like Rabbi Yosi. So how can you paskin like Abaya, and then we say Tosav Abaya, you say, no, that's Rabbi Yosi. Hagufa. If that's Rabbi Yosi, the halacha is always like Rabbi Yosi over Rameir. Then it should be halacha like Rabbi Yosi, not like Abaya, which is Rameir. So Gemara says, you're right. Normally we do paskin like Rabbi Yosi when it comes to Rameir Rabbi Yosi. But Shaini Hasam, the Sosam Lantana Kareb Meir, there's a Mishnah that is like Rav Meir, that says like Rav Meir, and once Rebbe in the Mishnah says like Rav Meir, even though that normally the halacha Rav Meir Rav Yosi, halacha is like Rav Yosi, but if the Mishnah says like Rav Meir, we go with that. So the Gemara says, where is this Mishnah? Where is the Mishnah? Kiha, the Gemara tries to figure this out. Kiha, the Bar Chama, Kotal Nafsha. He killed the guy. Amalesh Gulusa Rababa, Bar Yaakov, Poik Ayimba, go check it out. Ivade Kotal, if he really killed the guy, Lechu Ene, poke out his eyes. And Rashi says over an interesting thing. Rashi says, we're talking about that there was no Mises Bezdin anymore. And it was like a Knas. Bezdin had the ability to give a guy a punishment, but not Mises Bezdin, because he can't do Mises Bezdin. So what they did is, a guy, if you knew for sure a guy killed someone, you take him to the back of the shed, and you beat the living daylights out of him. So at least something. Or another shot is that you give money restitution. Right? Right word? This for that. Or cherem, right? It doesn't sound good, cherem. Restitution. Anyway. So anyway, l'chiyuleine. Also trey sahadi, asidubei. So two adam came. Me and Chapel come, the Vadakoto. Ozil Iyu, he went. I see Trace Hadi. He brought two Adam, Asidu Be Bechad, Mahanach. Two Adam came. Chad Omar, Kamoy Digonav Kaaba de Chushla. One said that one of these Adam stole a Kaaba of Chushla is barley, some kind of barley. Bechad Omar, Kamoy Digonav Kaso de Buritya, which is the handle of a spear. So what the Edom were trying to say is, you're relying on these Edom to say that this guy killed this other guy. They're gonna have him. You can't rely on these Edom. These are thieves. You're relying on them that they killed the guy. So only my daitach. Who's it going like? Kerameir. Has to be going like Kerameir, because according to Rabbi Yosi, just because you stole money doesn't mean you're not good for dinin nefashos. So it must be like Kerameir. So Gemara says, Kerameir Rabbi Yosi, halacha Rabbi Yosi. What do you mean? That halacha is like Rabbi Yosi. So how Rabbi Yossi Ha'amar, who's the Medina Mamar? It's Kosh Dina Fashas. So you can't, you're trying to say that these Edom are not good for Dina Fashas because they stole money? Ha'guf, that should be a reason why they're good. Because they didn't, for Dina Fashas, are still good. So Gemara says, Amalera Papi, Hanimilech, Loi Sosin Lantanaka Remeir. You're right. When do we say Rabbi Yossi and Remeir, Allah Rabbi Yossi, only if there's no Mishnah? Ha'chas Lantanaka Remeir, Mimai. So Gemara says, where do you see that he saw some lantan karmeir? Ilei mahadat tanan kolah roi lodon dinin fashus. We have a Mishnah. It says kolah roi lodon dinin fashus, roi lodon dinin mamonis. Anybody that could pass in dinin fashus could do dinin mamonis. Mani ilei Rabbi Yosi he aka zayim the mamon the kashil dinin fashus pass dinin mamonis. What do you mean? That's Rabbi Yosi shita. Rabbi shita is that if you're not good for dinin mamonis, you're a Muslim, you're still good for dinin fashus. So how could you say that anybody's good for dinin fashus is good for dinin mamonis? It must be that Mishnah is going according to the mayor. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, it's not true. That line is not true. Either Rabbi Yossi here, it aids on the moment, the kosher leading the moment of Asher, possibly the moment of Asher. El la Ramehi. Must be Ramehi. So this is what you have, it's not Mishnah. So what's the Mai? Doing Psul Yuchsen Koy. That Mishnah is going with Psul Yuchsen. We're not going with Chlal in where you slugged with the guy for money. It was aids on the moment of Asher. They found that he's a mamzer. That he was a mamzer, and a mamzer is not allowed a guy who's a mamzer is not allowed to pass in the nefashos. That's what we have learned from a pasuk. Dilei teimach, you have to say that. Say for the tani, yesh roi lod in the nefashos, ve'ein roi lod in the nefashos. Am I? Ain't a roi.
What's the
problem
with that?
Am I ain't a roi? The itzim din nefashos, roi lod in the nefashos. Well, divrei kol pasuk. The itzim din nefashos. Roi lodin din mamonis, what divrei kol pasul? Ella, it has to be that the sefer of the Mishnah psul yuchsen koy. So achanayim psul yuchsen koy, then the reisha also psul yuchsen. Once the sefer over there has to be psul yuchsen, the reisha automatically psul yuchsen. Once it has to be psul yuchsen, you don't have a raya that stam Mishnah's or mayor, because that whole Mishnah is talking about a whole different case where the guy's a mamzer. So Mela, we're back to square one. If you pass on Rabbi Yossi, how is he trying to get Rav Chama? How is he trying to get the Eidus off by saying that they were Ganovim? That doesn't make you possible Dinin Nefashos. That's Rabbi Yossi Shita. And we pass Rabbi Yossi over a man unless you have a Stam Mishnah. We don't have a Stam Mishnah. So Gemara says, Elohacha Kasosim Latana. We have a new Mishnah. Tanan, Eloi Napsulin, Amasach Makovya, Umavu Beribis, Umafrich Yernim, Vesor Cheshvias. That's our Mishnah. Vavodim. Zeakla, Kol Eidus She'ein Ishak Sherlo. Any Eidus that a woman is not kosher, Afhein Eng Sherlo. Mani. Who's it going like? Ilem Rabbi Yossi. What do you mean? Ve'ik edus bedinin nefashos, she'ein ishak sheilo, ve'hang sheilo. What are you talking about? A lady is not believed, and they can't pass, and they could. Elalav, it must be going Ramei. Because Ramei Shita is that once you're off of Mamanus, you're off of dinin nefashos. So you see a Mishnah, stop Mishnah like Ramei, and mainly ever if they stole, they can't be Edim, and that's how he was able to knock off the guys. The guys who said Eidus that he killed the person, Barchama, the Eidus is bottle. Elavra, may he come Barchama and Nashke Akari. He kissed him on his feet. The Kable Le Karge de Kulishnir, and he said he's gonna take responsibility that his rest of his life he doesn't have to pay taxes. So two things. First of all, what's the Nashka Akari? I saw the Shiram some Alaka brings down that the person's feet are his foundation. He's trying to show that the foundation is good. That's why he used to kiss on the feet. He brings in many Gemaras. That's how he used to kiss when they wanted approval for someone for the Tam Zalk, and they would kiss him on his feet to show the approval. Stam Agavorcha. And another thing, what's the Kibla Karga? He says, how are you allowed to do this? It's Shaykhat. How can you do this to someone? He says, because the king, Etzim, wasn't allowed to take taxes from the Talmid Chacham, but they would do it anyway. So what he said is, I'm going to make sure that I'm going to enforce the halacha, the rule, the law that the king doesn't take taxes from a Talmid Chacham, and what's it called? Zok the Gemara Vaito. Who? What? This last thing. Okay. We'll let you go with that. Okay, we're going into now. Psulin that are kroivim. to say Eidus or to be a dayan, you can't say Eidus. Well, to say Eidus, only on Eidus? It's always both, yeah. Yeah, Zucha both. So, the halacha is like this. Moshe and Aaron, Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, they can't say Eidus to each other, even though we know they're not lying. Because there's a psul kriva. You can't, two brothers, or we'll see what the psulim are, can't say Eidus. So there's three different levels. There's kriva that are from the father, there are kriva from the mother, and kriva from marriage. Three levels. There's also three different levels in generations. There's first generation to first generation. There's first generation, there's second generation. Obviously, first generation, second generation, is Zicha works, if second and second works. And then there's third generation, which is a grandson and a grandson, which the Mishnah does not hold that it works. That it's not a psul. It's not a psul. The Gemara brings one sheet that is a psul. The Mishnah, it's basically you have grandsons, grandkids.
Second cousins.
First cousins. Generations. First cousins. Shea grandfather.
Right. It would not be a psul, according to the Mishnah. The Mishnah only goes to Sheni. The Mishnah does not go to Shlishi. Vela in a Kruvim.
First generation is the grandfather, not the brothers?
First generation is Reuven and Shimon.
Right.
That's first generation.
So second cousins.
Second generation would
be first cousins, and third generation would be second
cousins.
Correct.
Right. Reuven and Shimon can't say Eidus to each other. Reuven and Shimon's kids can't say Eidus to each other. And their kids could say Eidus to each other. Second cousins could say Eidus to each other. Bele and Akroivim. Achiv. Achiv Achi Aviv. So you have a brother and an uncle. Achiv. Achiv Achi Aviv. Right, a brother. So Achiv can't say there's two brothers. Achi Aviv, that's uncles. Achi Imoy, the mother's. Right. Ubalachoisoy, this is going your sister's husband means Dina. We'll go with the Shvatim's names because that's the easy way to do it. So you have Dina, Dina's husband can't say Eidus to Shimon, Reuven and Shimon.
What's his name?
I have no idea.
Dina married
No,
the kid that came from Yosef.
So Potiphar, she married.
The kid that came from
Asna's his father. Potiphar, she married Potiphar.
Right. Didn't Dina marry the kid that came from Yosef?
No, came from Yosef. No, she gave birth to Yosef's wife.
Dina had a kid from Shechem, and that kid, that was Asna's. Right. And who did Dina marry?
No, that was from Shechem, he said. He said Asnas was came from Shechem.
Yeah, Asnas came from Shechem. Dina had relations with Shechem.
So,
and yeah.
Okay, so whatever that case is, same point.
You go back to the mother. Okay. Thanks for bringing this up. I'm not good with numbers or with archaeologically or whatever, the genealogy. Yeah, we really need to bring Machi back. Okay, I'll call him today. I'll ask him. This he would know. This is his type of thing. Ve'elein akroivin. The first one was the Chassam Sofer on the bus. That was the first good argument we had. Didn't Machi? Hey, that Kriven. So Achiv, Achi Aviv, Achi Imai, Ubalachoisai. Balachoisai is Dina's husband because of marriage. So now it's Ishtek Yagufai. So it's like two brothers saying Eidus to each other. Ubal achois aviv. Ubal achois aviv. Right, so over here it's your father's sister's husband. Ubal achois imoy, maternal and paternal. Ubal imoy, that's stepfather. Vechemov, a guy's father-in-law, because ishter kegufoy, it's mamish like, nah, it's a problem. Vegisoy. Gisoy is a right, brother-in-law, shvager, yeah. Hain ubenayin vichosneim, because that's them and their kids, because that's sheni vichosneim. Vichorgoy is levadai. Chorgoy is a stepson, means the mother, the guy's, and she had a kid already. So that kid, it's only him. It doesn't go any further. There's no sheni there. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Zu mishnas Rabbi Kiva. That's Rabbi Kiva. Our mishnah Rishayna, they learn different. Doidoy. Only people who you can yarshim, which means the baal achoisoy, those people, the maternal are not going to be negeir. It's only paternal. That's who you yarshim. Doidoy ben doidoy. Kol ayor li yoshay. Dainu krove av. Av krove av aim kanachi imoy koshal yoshay. Ain't a royal yoshay.
No, but who bought
lachi imoy? Who plays so? Okay. So whoever you are, Shemekitzev. That means when he's saying the Edis. Or he's a kosher. Means that he was married like a son in law. And then something happened. No, he's not anymore. He got divorced. So at that point, It's not a problem. You could say this. Rabbi Yudaimer, afilu mesa bitoy, means a guy's daughter died. V'yeshli banim menar is a karev. At that point, if a guy's daughter got married, and she died, so then the husband is no shaykh. So he could say this. But if there's kids, that brings him back into the loop, and he's a problem. Ha'oyev asayna, oyev zeshashvina. That's a guy who comes to your wedding. He's a best man. And Sina, kosh loy dibi mishlosh yamim be'eva, because he's mad for 3 days and then talk, that's a problem. And we're nerd, these guys will say wrong. Amale, no, lenech yisrael akach. We don't go with that. Just because you like or you don't like someone, you're not going to say edus forcefully for the guy. The what? Dafke be'edus, please, God. But din, moedle rabban, and the apostle, loy lodon, kim the son, yeah. Right, because over there you have to be mapach v'schusa, you have to, yeah. Zokti gemara v'ayter, menon amili. How do you know this halacha? This concept of kroivim, the Torah Rabbanon, yimusu aviz albonim. It says, apostle in the Torah, that fathers will not die for the sins of the kids. What does it mean? Matam l'amim lamish lo yimusu aviz b'avayim bonim, and that's literally what it means. U'bonim b'avayim aviz, that they're not gonna, each one's not going to take the other one's averus. Harikvarnama, ish b'chadu yimasa. What do you mean? That says that. Elo, lo yimusu avos albanim be'edus banim. Ubanim yimusu avos be'edus avos. It's referring to edus. Ubanim avos loy. You tell me that kids don't die in the father's sins. It's not true. V'ksiv poiket avos avos albanim. So Mara says that's only hasam k'sha'uksa ma'is avosam b'yadam. They when they keep the legacy going. Ketanya va'ap avoynes avosam itam yimaku k'sha'uksa ma'is avosam b'yadam. Atom k'sha'uksim ma'ein elik she'ein oiksim k'sha'oim ish b'chetu yimasur k'sha'uksim ma'is avasem b'yadayim. Only if they hold on to the father's averus, then they're going to get punished for the father's stuff. They continue on. V'loi v'oksiv v'koshlu ish ba'achiv ish ba'avoyin achiv lam shkulon arevim zebezeb. So you see clearly that I will get punished for your averus. Why? So Morris says over there, it's a different pshat. Hasam sh'ahiyah b'yadon limchaz oi michui. If you could stop someone doing Avera and you don't do it, as if you did it. That's what we had on Af Chavav and Aleph when he said with Rebbe Chiya and Barzanuki and Shimon Yitzadok, when Rish Lakish said, told Rebbe Yechanan that because they didn't stop those people from being Oivan Shvias, so they were showing themselves because they could have stopped them and they didn't stop them. That's what he was trying to say. So you see that if you can't stop someone, if you could stop someone and you don't stop, you get that Avera. But and that's what the pasuk is referring to. Yashikayach, I'll say the Mishnah.
That was bad over there, that he could have stopped it?
Yeah, that's what Rashi says.
He was being down like I was supposed to.
No, that's what he says.
Right.
What does that mean?
They were down like I was supposed to. They said maybe they were doing it for the right reasons. Not because they could have stopped
it. So why are you a Russia? You're a Russia because you could have, because you shouldn't have, you should have.
No,
not
you're allowing the testimony of Russia now. You're allowing the edus of Rishon now. Because you're being down like Kav Schus for no reason.
So you're Russia because you're being down like Kav Schus? I thought because you're part, you're not stopping them.
Becoming, they became the
and
defenders.
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that is that you're not, that you're,
that's
you're
what Rashi says. Rashi
you get the sin. I thought that was a shot, I don't know. Okay. We'll let you go with that. Where we are then? Elu loyah yipsul makaydash. These are things that are not psalm of Kodesh. Harova, Vaneva, because this happened, no shaykh is the Kodesh. Amuksa, Vaneva, Vaestam, Vamachir, Vaklaim, Vatrefa, Yetzofen, Ubali Mumin. Rebekiv, Makshim, Bali Mumin. He's Makshim, Bali Mumin. Rebekiv, Skan, Kanam, Medoicho, Yaab, is Bali Mumin, Malgam, is Beach. He would push them off. He would push them off, Kalacha Yad, he says. Not like Mamash pushed them off.